I'm Nathan Cones here with your midday news for this Tuesday, May 26th, 2026. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has announced $46.1 million in funding for the state of Iowa to help reduce lead exposure in drinking water through a replacement of lead service lines throughout the state. The funding, which is distributed through the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund, is part of a nationwide $2.9 billion investment aimed at identifying and replacing lead pipes that carry water into homes. EPA officials say the money can be used for locating lead service lines, planning removal projects, and replacing aging infrastructure. EPA Assistant Administrator for Water, Jess Kramer, says removing lead pipes is an investment in the health of children and families, while EPA Region 7 Administrator Jim Macy says the funding will help improve drinking water infrastructure throughout the Midwest, including Iowa, of course. According to a 2023 EPA report, Iowa has more than 64,000 lead service lines, and nearly 271,000 additional service lines of unknown materials. Lead exposure has been linked to multiple problems later on in life for health, including cardiovascular disease, kidney damage, as well as neurological harm in children. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says the bipartisan infrastructure law approved in 2021, which he supported, continues to benefit Iowa communities in various ways, in this case by supporting access to safe drinking water statewide. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office has released additional details involving the investigation into an estimated 30-plus car burglaries throughout the region last week. According to law enforcement, six individuals have been taken into custody. The communities of Breda, Glidden, and Auburn were targeted during the early morning hours of May 20th, and burglaries were reported to have occurred in Litterdale, Coon Rapids, Templeton, and Manning the morning of May 21st. Officials note this is not an exhaustive list, and suspected burglaries likely occurred in surrounding areas as well. The suspects include 18-year-old Colin Bainbridge of Carroll and five juveniles between the ages of 15 and 17 years old, all of which have been taken into custody. Chief Deputy John Kretzinger says such a brazen crime spree is unusual for the area.
All my years, I have never seen a crime spree that spread through all the whole county in just a short period of time. And the deputies just responded very well. The policing on Friday, when this ball started rolling, we had the two in custody, vehicle seized, and then it was interviews, guys coming in on their days off, making phone calls on the case. We had all the juveniles in detention the Friday night, so within 48 hours of the first call.
Kretzinger adds the investigation was a joint effort with all the surrounding law enforcement agencies, and a significant amount of the stolen property has since been recovered following the execution of search warrants on three separate residences as well as a vehicle. Kretzinger notes the burglars were stealing more than spare change or electronic devices from those vehicles.
Two firearms were taken, high-dollar firearms. We have one returned to the rifle owner. We're still looking for the owner of the other firearm, but they were off the streets. One was sold. They took it and then sold it already.
Many of the stolen items have already been returned to their rightful owners, thankfully, but officials are still sorting through remaining materials to determine ownership and get those items back where they belong. Kretzinger says credit goes to deputies and those many assisting agencies for ending the spree in only a few days.
Proud of the deputies that they're involved and more than half the department. Guys coming in on their days off and working Friday was probably 14, 15-hour days for some of the guys. So
Kretzinger made his comments during this morning's Carroll County Board of Supervisors meeting. Sheriff Ken Pengry and Lieutenant Gunnar Gilland were also present. While the suspects are in custody, the investigation into the burglary spree is ongoing. Anybody with information is encouraged to contact the Carroll County Sheriff's Office at 712-792-4393. With the Memorial Day holiday behind us and the end of school in the near future for many students, the summer recreation season has begun in earnest, which means many Iowans will be heading to the state's lakes and waterways much more frequently. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is reminding boaters and anglers to help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species by following the clean, drain, dry process when traveling between destinations. DNR officials say invasive species like zebra mussels and Eurasian water milfoil, often spread by hitching rides on boats, trailers, bait buckets, and other equipment that's moved between lakes and rivers. Once introduced into a new water body, those species can spread rapidly and damage native ecosystems. Aquatic vegetation management biologist for the Iowa DNR, Jason Euchner, says Boaters and anglers can help slow the spread of aquatic invasive species to new water bodies by checking their boat and equipment for unwanted hitchhikers after each time they're on the water. The DNR recommends cleaning mud, plants, and animals from boats and trailers, draining water from motors and live wells, and drying equipment thoroughly before visiting another water body once you've brought your equipment out of the previous one. Officials note the steps are required under Iowa law, and again, makes a huge difference in protecting native resources. The DNR also reminds anglers to dispose of any unwanted bait in the trash and to never release plants or animals into public waters. And we do need to step away for just a moment. Stick around. Got more news after this on KCIM.
After a long day, dinner should be easy. At A&W Jefferson, just sit down, scan the QR code, and order without the wait. No lines, no hassle, just great food brought right to you. Or use the A&W app to order ahead and pick it up on your way home. Burgers, fries, cheese curds, and those famous frosty mugs of root beer. It's everything you need to make dinner simple. A&W Jefferson, take the stress out of mealtime.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Nearly 17% of Iowans are smokers, and if you're one of them, you probably already know how hard it is to quit. Michelle Gilbertson, who's a wellness education specialist, says it can be overwhelming trying to beat a nicotine dependency, but it's far from impossible. She suggests starting small.
A lot of times people try quitting cold turkey, they aren't able to be successful, and they totally give up in trying to quit. I would recommend trying to quit by reducing how much you use each day, and then from there, reduce how much you use per week, so that over time, you're eventually going to quit.
For many Iowans, smoking is a crutch to fall back on during times of stress and in social situations, especially if you're out drinking.
If you are going to be drinking alcohol and you know that you're the type of person to be tempted to smoke or use nicotine products, it's best to avoid that situation altogether. Or you could try finding an accountability buddy, someone, friend, family member, trusted individual in your life that can hold you accountable to help you stay away from smoking or using nicotine.
Quitting nicotine can be hard, and Gilbertson says you shouldn't be afraid to seek out help from a professional.
Reach out to your doctor. They can help you get medications prescribed to help you through the quitting process. You can also call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, which is the state tobacco quit line, where you can get connected to a quit coach to help you through the quitting process, help you establish good routines when it comes to reducing your tobacco use.
State health officials say tobacco is the leading preventable cause of death for Iowans, taking the lives of more than 5,100 adults each year. Money is also a big motivating factor to quit smoking, as a pack of cigarettes is now averaging about $10 in Iowa.
If you are smoking a pack a day, $10 times 7 days a week, that's $70. What else could you do to, you know, use that money? Could you use it to treat yourself? Can you go on a vacation? Can you buy yourself something nice? Can you treat yourself to a massage? Sometimes when you're going through the quitting process, setting up a reward system is going to be super important.
An Iowa HHS report says the estimated annual health care costs in Iowa directly related to tobacco use totals nearly $1.3 billion. An American Lung Association survey finds for every 100 Iowans who smoke, 70 of them want to quit, while 52 of them have tried to quit in the past year. For additional resources to help with that, you can go to quitlineiowa.org. Prosecutors are recommending that former Des Moines Superintendent Ian Roberts serve at least 30 months in federal prison before being deported. Roberts has pled guilty to falsely claiming to being a U.S. citizen and to illegally possessing four guns. Roberts, who's from Guyana, was arrested by immigration agents last September after running from authorities in Des Moines, and he'll be sentenced on Friday. Roberts entered the U.S. on a student visa, and his four applications for a green card were denied due to drug and weapons charges that date back to the 1990s. The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Iowa says Roberts only had legal authorization to work in the U.S. for 18 months during the more than 15 years that he worked as an educator in Iowa, as well as several other states. The number of crashes and deaths here in Iowa attributed to drivers being distracted by their smartphones continues to climb, and the study finds a simple and free feature that's already on our phones could help to prevent many of those accidents. Brian Ortner, spokesman for AAA Iowa, says the Do Not Disturb function can be activated in just seconds, and it may hold the key to curbing risky behavior behind the wheel.
Just look on your phone. There should be in your settings a Do Not Disturb feature. And in some cases, on some phones, you can set up a message that, you know, if somebody sends you a text that says, hey, I'm driving, I'll message you when I'm done. Same thing when somebody calls you.
The AAA study found some drivers mistakenly think using the Do Not Disturb feature will limit access to music and navigation, which is not true.
Before the study, half the participants didn't know that there was a feature on their phone. 85% reported not knowing how to use it. And 65% didn't know it could be turned on automatically when driving was detected.
Federal studies show distracted driving contributes to about 9% of all fatal crashes. In 2024, distracted driving is blamed in more than 10,000 crashes here in Iowa. That's according to the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau. The AAA study found even drivers who knew about the Do Not Disturb feature tended to not use it.
The younger drivers, those 18 to 24, who are more prone to using their phone for a lot more than just conversations, they tend to be more knowledgeable about the Do Not Disturb feature settings than older generations, but their confidence in the use of the phone suggests while driving, they may not see it as a necessary feature.
Last year, Governor Kim Reynolds signed the hands-free bill into law, which makes it illegal to hold your phone while driving, though using hands-free or voice-activated mode is still allowed. While the law took effect last July, law officers only started writing citations this past January. That is going to be wrapping up your look at the KCIM Midday News for this Tuesday, May 26th, 2026. Don't forget, we've got a photo gallery from the Carroll American Legion's Memorial Day services from yesterday up on our website at 1380kcim.com. And there you can also find all of these stories and so much more. That's going to wrap things up. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.